Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it's time once again for the Clips of the Week, never mind the World Cup. The Clips of the Week continue. We've got a pretty decent a little selection for you, some from our live commentaries. And Andy, would you care to kick us off?
I'd love to. And we kick off with Adrian Durham over in Qatar.
TalkSport Breakfast tomorrow morning is live from Qatar. Laura Woods, Ali McCoyster, a host of guests as well. Gabby Agbonlahor is out here. He's always around, Scabby Agbonlahor.
Scabby Agbonlahor.
You can get ointment for that.
Yeah, the sun over there is obviously playing havoc with Gabby's skin. What a disaster. Oh, dear. This is David Connolly, co-commentating on Argentina versus Saudi Arabia.
He's had a few goes at free kicks of late. He hasn't scored from any, though, so... And you've got to say, you know, they keep knocking at the door, Argentina, but haven't created anything really clear cut.
Yeah, we can hear them knocking at the door.
We could.
Let's just answer it, for goodness sake.
Here's newsreader Daryl Jackson on the football administrator everyone's been talking about this week.
Captain Harry Kane says he will wear his One Love armband in an attempt to promote inclusivity. Speaking in Doha yesterday, Gianni Infantino...
I wish he was.
Yeah, that's right. Today, I am infinito. And this is Jason Cundy discussing Harry Maguire.
We saw the width being used, but also threatening down the middle. The goal came from a great pass from Maguire. Mm-hmm. I know Maguire's got a lot of his protractors.
Yeah, he was very good at maths at school. He was one of those swotty kids that had his own little set in a little box.
Little set that? Squares, compass.
All the compasses, yeah. But then occasionally, you know, he was a bit of a lad. He'd like stab you with the old compass, stab you in the leg when the teacher weren't looking, of course. Those were the days.
Marvellous.
Yes.
And someone who could have done with Harry Maguire's math skills this week was our own Natalie Sawyer.
The first half had a stoppage of 14 minutes or added time of 14 minutes. Wow. The second half was 13 minutes. So you're totaling around 24 minutes really in that one.
Yeah, not sure, Natalie. I think it might be slightly more than that.
I think it was. Where's Johnny Ball when you need him?
Where's your protractor? Now, away from the World Cup, this was Jordan Jarrett Bryan discussing Formula One.
That track behind me, underneath me even, means one thing, F1 time now. It's the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix today.
Yeah, the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, which is where obviously the Flintstones used to hold their Grand Prix. Yeah, and
that car with his feet.
Yeah, the Abu, and they used to have a big party, the Abu Dhabi Do, of course, as it was known.
Marvellous. Let's take you back to 1934 now with newsreader Cara Bentley.
Good morning. It looks like there'll be no political gestures from England or Wales before their games today in the Second World Cup.
Yeah, the Second World Cup. And we all know what's going to happen. Italy are going to win it. They're hosting it. They're going to win it. So what's the point? I'll not bother watching in the Second World Cup. Now, that was Cara, of course, getting a little lost in a football story there, but not as much as Daisy Gray did in this classic.
Manchester City surrendered a two-goal lead to draw 2-2 with Tottenham in the Premier League's late game. It means they're now 9 points behind leaders Chelsea, who play tomorrow. Earlier, Wayne Rooney became the best 1-1 record and to Bobby Charlton. That's the latest.
It sounds like somebody's edited out a few words, isn't it?
Wayne Rooney became the 1-1 record and Sir Bobby Charlton. There we are.
That's good. Stuart Pearce now discussing the political aspects of this tournament.
From a footballing dressing room and a football manager's point of view, whilst they're acutely aware of it, I would think you'd want to put every side issue aside.
the best place to put it, isn't it, really? The side
on the side.
Just put them aside. Just put them one side. This is commentator Joe Shenham with one we're calling, and you thought Costa Rica were bad.
A chance to score his first ever World Cup goal from the penalty spot, but it was saved by Guillermo Ochoa. The first save by a Mexican goalkeeper at the World Cup since 1930.
Wow-wee.
I mean, they hosted it in 1786.
Yeah. A Mexican keeper not made a save since 1930. What about that?
That's incredible. This is newsreader Nick Ellaby with an update on Wales.
Aaron Ramsey says Wales' late comeback draw with the USA felt more like a point gained than two dropped. But Wales boss Rob Bage says his team are still outsiders.
Bit harsh, wasn't it?
I think he's quite colourful.
Yeah, Rob Beige. All right, I found him a very interesting bloke when I hear him interviewed. His caravan, isn't he, down in Pembrokeshire? Anyway,
that's true.
On to Alan Brazil and Ray Parler on Breakfast, who were joined by Sun football writer Irwin. What's his first name?
You know, oh, I don't know.
I can't remember his first name. I think, don't worry, look, Alan and Ray all know.
The Sun's chief sports features writer at The Sun. Mark Irwin joins us now. Mark, a very, very good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Morning.
Mark, first of all, are you enjoying it over there?
And Giroud's been really unbelievable, is he, Mark?
Once they get it, I think the group stage is first.
Is it Carl Walker, do you think, Mark, will come into the back three?
Mark, I've just read your piece in The Sun, and I totally agree with you. Oh. But Mark, Mark, what worries me here?
And the thing about it, Mark, you're probably aware, Ray, I mean, he's on the verge of beating Thierry Henry, which would be remarkable.
Yeah. Is it Dave? I think it's Dave, isn't it? Dave
I think they were Irwin. Marking him, weren't they?
Dave Irwin, that's it. Yeah,
marvellous.
What's next?
It's me. It's back to Jason Cundy on the Sports Bar, here reflecting on England versus Iran.
I thought this was going to be a tough game. In the end, we rolled them over comfortably. Three goals in each half. Mm. It's always difficult in the first half to replicate what you've done in the second half.
Except when you do, of course, which is what Jason meant there, I guess.
Absolutely.
And finally, it's Jim White discussing the French.
In a moment, we'll talk about who's not here for Julien's beloved French squad, because there's no Pogba, there's no Kanté.
Blimey, that was close. Nearly had to take him off air, didn't we, really? Wow, we. So
well,
there we
it.
Go. Obviously... with so many commentaries, it was never going to be a bumper crop, but a select few good ones for you, hopefully, there from the clips of the week. And they were spotted by the following: Dave Clark, Rich Fairholm, Crusader 67, Simon Kirby, Roger in Durham, MB of Dronfield, Carl Watson, WG Dickens, Mr. Fibble, BC, David Walton, Clayton, I'm not doing that one, Cheery O, Zoggy the Gooner, and Mart. They all are suggested clips that were played this week. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it to us. We are podcast only, and we'll tell you more about that in a moment, for another week. But we'll still bring you the clips of the week of a Friday. So, if you do hear a clip on TalkSport or TalkSport 2 around commentary or wherever, over the next 7 days, send it to talksport.com/HNJ, text it to 81089, or tweet it to TSHNJ. That's TSHANDJ. All we need from you is a day and a time when you heard it go out on your radio, and we'll listen back. And if it's played, you'll get a credit. The Clips of the Week podcast with you again next week. And as we said, we are podcast only for another week or so with all the live games on TalkSport and TalkSport 2. It's called Back Home. If you've not had the chance to hear it yet.
It's good, even though I shouldn't say that myself.
No, you're part of it and you think it's all right, which is saying something. We've had some top guests this week. They're only around half an hour long. They won't take you too long to digest. If you want to go back and listen to the ones we've already put out, then feel free to do so. They'll be going out over the forthcoming week as well. So Back Home, wherever you've got this podcast, of course, just subscribe to Back Home with Hawksby and Jacobs. That's the only place you can get us for another week or so, as we're bringing you all the live games on TalkSport. So there we are. There's the clips of the week. They will return next Friday, and enjoy all the football between now and then.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.